Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course deals with Asperger's syndrome. Our primary intent for this Home Study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of the CD set. We appreciate that you've chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with Asperger's syndrome. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with a section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there's nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as structuring family life, sensory overload, intense interests, how to build basic social skills, discipline techniques, and choosing a classroom. So let's get started. Many people can have difficulties interacting socially or have obsessive interests in a certain subject. However, for clients with Asperger's syndrome, difficulty interacting socially and obsessive interests in a specific subject can be symptoms. Do you have any clients who have extreme difficulty reading social cues or body language? Do these clients also have obsessions with certain specific subjects? As you listen to this track, think of your client. Might it be beneficial for him or her to be tested for Asperger's syndrome? Ruth, age 59, had a grandson, Alex, age 5, who had been recently diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Ruth stated, "My daughter told me that Alex was born with Asperger's syndrome. But what is it? All I've read is that it's going to affect how he will interact socially." How might you have responded? I stated, "The four symptoms that characterize children with Asperger's syndrome are significant difficulties with social interactions, impaired communication, unusual or unusually rigid behaviors and interests, and unusual responses to stimulation and environment." I felt for Ruth to be an effective grandparent with Alex to help him build basic social skills. First of all, she needed four basic pieces of information regarding Asperger's syndrome. You might consider playing this track for your client who is asking for basic information. I stated to Ruth, first, let's discuss impaired social interaction. Children with Asperger's syndrome may not appear unusual until they reach the preschool years, during which, as you know, children broaden their social worlds, learn to socialize in a group, and make friends. Basically, at this stage, Alex is likely to have difficulty learning the nonverbal and subtle aspects of social interaction that most children might learn effortlessly. He may not recognize social cues or the meanings of other people's facial expressions or body language. Ruth stated, I see what you mean. Last Christmas, when Alex was 4, our family got together for dinner. I was all ready to greet my grandson with a hug, since I hadn't seen him in a while. But he marched right past me, grabbed a handful of books from our bookshelf, and sat in the bathroom reading. Alex learned to read at age 3, you see. He's always been very bright. Of course, I was sad he didn't want to give me a hug, but I thought he was just shy. He doesn't talk very much. I replied, That brings me to my second major trait of Asperger's syndrome, impaired communication. Unlike children with autism, who often develop only limited language, children with Asperger's syndrome frequently learn language skills early and well, as you experienced. Ruth stated, What's so unusual about that? A lot of bright children talk early, learn their letters early, and pick up adult-sounding phrases from their parents, especially if they are only children, which Alex is. I stated, What makes children with Asperger's syndrome different is how these skills are applied. They may find it difficult to learn how to make small talk, make turns in conversation, and change the subject gracefully, all of which are skills that most people refine over time, of course. Often, these children have a hard time gauging the point of view of the other person in the conversation, which can make it even more difficult. Ruth stated, When I saw Alex, he went on and on to me about Mars. He must have talked for 15 minutes. He was going on about the pictures Viking 2 took, and that it was a 4.5-billion-year-old planet, all at age 5. I stated, In Alex's difficulty with social interaction, he may have ignored your social cues, plunging ahead with his information about Mars. Many people with Asperger's syndrome have a hard time remembering to think about the other person's interest in a subject, though this skill can be learned. I continued to state, That story about Mars brings me to a third characteristic of Asperger's syndrome. In addition to impaired social interaction and impaired communication, let's discuss repetitive or odd patterns of behavior or interests. Children with Asperger's syndrome often demonstrate a preoccupation with a narrow interest or unusual topic. Generally, these interests result in huge collections of facts and memorized bits of information, but little generalized content. Ruth stated, Again, how is that different from any other gifted child? A lot of children collect facts on Mars or dinosaurs or what have you. I stated, Of course. Children with Asperger's syndrome, however, tend to have a very limited focus. It's as though the individual facts themselves are gathered and treasured instead of having an interest in a subject that broadens as more information is acquired. For example, a child who collects baseball cards may obsessively memorize the statistics and uniform numbers, but also be interested in the game of baseball and the social aspects of trading cards. A child with Asperger's syndrome, however, might not only memorize and recite endless statistics, but may zero in on seemingly less relevant details, such as the intricacies of each team's uniform. The child might use this knowledge in an off-putting way rather than as a doorway into social experiences. Ruth stated, Here's another unusual thing about my grandson. He used to wake up in the middle of the night, scared of what his parents thought were nightmares. He was screaming about earthquakes in the night. It turned out that it was only the vibrations from the washing machine's spin cycle. In his half-asleep state, Alex thought they were earthquake tremors, but that washing machine is all the way in the basement, and Alex's room is on the second floor. Isn't that crazy, that he could feel that teeny tiny vibration? I stated, Well, that brings me to a fourth characteristic of Asperger's syndrome, which is unusual responses to stimulation and environment. Ironically, sometimes the very acuity of the senses makes the child appear impaired. Some children appear to be hearing impaired because they become so focused on a subtle sound that they block out and become unresponsive to other sounds and voices. In some cases, the senses themselves may be normal, but the child's emotional stimuli may be heightened. Has that ever occurred with Alex? Ruth stated, Well, he hates balloons. He's deathly afraid of the sound of them popping. At one of his birthday parties, we had balloons, and when one of them popped, he threw a full-fledged temper tantrum. I stated, well, that's common. Loud noises, bright lights, and strong odors are often overwhelming sensory input to a child with Asperger's syndrome. Actually, hearing a balloon pop in Alex's world may be excruciating to him. Ruth stated, oh, I had no idea it could be affecting him that way. I wonder if my daughter knows that. I stated, one other thing. As Alex gets older, he may become more aware of his isolation and be prone to depression. As he becomes aware of that, he may also have difficulty communicating his emotional state. Alex may therefore move from anxiety to panic or a tantrum without giving the usual warning signs that other children might provide. It's something you may want to watch for. On this track, we discussed 4 symptoms of Asperger's syndrome. These included difficulties with social interactions, impaired communication, usual or unusually rigid behaviors and interests, and unusual responses to stimulation and environment. Do you have a client that might benefit from being tested for Asperger's syndrome? Might your client or his or her loved ones benefit from hearing this track? On the next track, we will discuss structuring family life. This will include predictability, responsibility, and flexibility. Question 1. What are 4 symptoms of Asperger's syndrome?